High tensions in the desert southwest as the Albuquerque Police Department is in a growing face-off with its New Mexico community over charges that its officers use excessive and too often deadly force. Just this week, an officer shot and killed a teenage car thief, the third fatal shooting by an Albuquerque officer in only 5 weeks. And it comes only days after the department received a scathing Justice Department assessment of its officers and the use of deadly force.
In this latest incident, police say 19-year-old Mary Hawks, a suspected car thief, pulled a gun on an officer following a foot pursuit. This surveillance video, obtained by an Albuquerque news station, shows the suspect running from officers before the deadly shooting. A handgun was found.
The gun that was located next to the body of the suspect is a handgun very similar to this handgun right here.
The officer, now identified as Jeremy Deere, was placed on administrative leave. But so far, police have been unable to recover video from the body camera worn by the officer. Monday's deadly officer-involved shooting is the 24th time the Albuquerque Police Department has come under scrutiny for killing a suspect since 2010.